Welcome to Hammer Dice! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That man right there. That living legend right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian say she's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sire.
Bruce. What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
You know, hump day, dude.
It's Wednesday,
backyard
dude.
Backyard boy.
Yeah, you know.
Hell yeah. We got a Lakers game tonight, Tony. We might actually win.
Wait a second. Don't say we. You're not on the team.
Oh yeah, right.
We as you Lakers want, Cowboys fans.
I mean,
Duke plays tonight too. Or
you're gonna beat the Nuggets in Denver?
Surprised you aren't a Yankee fan.
Yeah, I'm very surprised you're not a Yankee fan.
Honestly, I would be a Yankee fan if I gave a shit about baseball growing up, but I didn't. So
all right,
here we are.
The trio.
If Mitt grew up in the years when the Yankees were winning World Series, he would be a Yankees
fan. For sure.
No doubt.
Nah, instead I actually watched Albert Pujols just fucking rake home runs.
Rake.
Fucking win two World Series. It's actually awesome.
Wait a second. Do we have a... Nope. No college football game tonight.
Fuck.
No.
Good news, though. Good news, though.
Tomorrow.
That is good news. We do have a couple college football games tomorrow. I think I'll be on a couple of them.
Tomorrow it begins.
Also, next Tuesday, Maction begins, so we will have games.
Fuck yes!
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. What?
And then it will be college basketball, my friend.
Oh, God. When you guys bet fucking 35 games
in a night. He did text me last night that college basketball, when does it start?
The 5th of November, I believe.
Remember.
Or the 12th, I'm not sure.
No, let's call it the 5th. Remember the 5th of November. I texted last night. I said, listen, it's all fun. I appreciate you guys putting in the fucking hard work and everything like that. College basketball, NBA, NHL. Those sports don't start until January 2nd, okay? That's the day after the college football playoffs, semifinal rounds, NFL. You know, you just got an NFL. You don't have to handicap. I don't have to handicap college football. 100 fucking games of college football.
But
full season will be over, so I will devote my time then and only then to NBA, NHL, and college basketball.
I love college basketball. Give me college basketball over...
There's
a fair amount of sports, my friend.
You, sir, are an anomaly. I know that you go through and you actually, you're not just picking games, you are handicapping games, and you go through every single college basketball game, every single footy game, every single NHL game. You'll give the NBA games a peeksies, but personally, I'm just going through every NFL game right now, every college football game right now, and then World Series will start Friday, but I'm just devoting time to that, okay?
NBA and NHL, it's more like I just see a number and like it.
Yeah. I understand that. You can't, like, you spread yourself too thin and you're going to stink, okay?
NHL has been taking my soul.
Does that make sense, Bruce?
Yeah, no, it makes sense. To me, college basketball just screams unit control season, Bruce.
For sure.
Don't be a dipshit.
College basketball might be the most unit control season of all the seasons.
The amount of times that my weekend has been riding on a Wednesday night college basketball game where I care more than the kids playing.
Yeah.
Is disgusting.
You know what?
Best is when you bet on a game and you find a stream for it and it literally looks like a fucking actual gymnasium.
Or
the game state. When you fucking bet on Nichols State, I can't stand that shit.
Whoa.
The Cleveland State Gamecast takes 4 hours.
You know what also drives me nuts about college basketball? There's models, and a lot of models that are successful.
There's so many models.
That are anti-trend. Like, if there's a team that's 8-0 at home and there's a team that's 1-7 on the road, the model says take the team that's 1-7 on the road
all the time.
And all the time. And a lot of time they hit.
What?
That drives me insane.
Nothing hits quite like a copping state bet on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wait till I get fucking Portland State 11:30 at night tip-off.
Don't talk about my pilot.
Tony, to that point, though, there's also no Bible, no rule book that will get you through the entire college basketball season without a cold streak in there somewhere.
For sure.
So just be prepared to lose.
Basketball, like, I'm not really like, is there really sharps in college basketball?
Probably. There's probably people that know. Like right now, if you know a ton about NHL, NBA, you could probably get the sports books now in those sports because they're so focused on college football and NFL than you can in a couple months.
Yeah.
Get them while the getting's good if you are solely focused on those sports.
But then all the action's kind of short.
Johnny Cat told us they don't know a damn thing about hockey, but
true.
They seem to be taking me out back every night.
Baiting you in.
Okay. Today, or how'd you go? I don't think I had any bets last night. I think Tuesday there was no football. I didn't bet any NHL or NBA, anything like that. How did last night go for you, boys?
I got smacked. In hockey, the only winner was the fucking Avs in a shootout in New York. I don't know what the Lightning might stink. The Panthers might stink.
The Lightning played.
I don't know
a lot of games the last 3 years or whatever, and they've gotten old. And it's, I mean, it's tough. It is tough to keep that up.
Older.
Yeah, the Kings seem to be a pesky bunch.
I went 2-1 NBA as is tradition, making a habit out of it.
Yeah, Bruce kicked my ass in two games. I won one, so I went 1-3.
Okay. It is Wednesday. What do we do on Wednesdays? We kind of just roll through the bigger college football games, kind of get us ready for the college football weekend since we rolled through all of the NFL games yesterday. If you ever miss anything on this show, you could catch us anywhere you get podcasts, or you go to our YouTube page and catch every single episode. Yesterday we did talk about NFL and every game there. Today we will roll through college football. So let's just start there. We'll start with the noon slates. I always go through the bigger games, the teams that are going to be on TV. The other teams, they'll get all of our love on Picks Friday, okay? We'll talk about all those games on Picks Friday. But these, you know, these are mostly Power 5 teams. Should be good games. Not always. Listen. Not always, but should be. Let's start like this one. I don't know. In Happy Valley, Ohio State 7-0, minus 15.5 at Penn State. Anyone going to be on Penn State?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I don't like this game at all.
Tony, yeah, it's historically tight. You know,
it is.
Why not?
Tony, what's the over-under on this game?
The over-under, the total on this game is 60.5.
Oh, fuck. That's a hard over, but I really do want to throw the over. I love throwing overs in rivalry games and Ohio State because their offense is fucking good.
Offense is super, super good.
Under similar numbers, 3 of the last 5.
Okay.
2020, they pushed on the 63. That's always fun.
So, I mean, everyone talks about the Ohio State offense, their defense now that they got, what's his name, from Oklahoma State, like their defense is fucking really good now, too. Penn State looked really good. Here's Ohio State, Penn State's secondary, Joey Porter Jr., dog. Like, yeah. I'm excited
Stroud
to watch.
Stroud will give you fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch this game. I don't think I'll be taking a side.
Yeah, I got nothing here, though.
AQ was in here this week, and he said Happy Valley is at least good for, like,
Two touchdowns.
As
can
far
either
as
stop two touchdowns or score two touchdowns, which I agree. As I went to a game in the student section at Penn State while I was a college lad, it was maybe the most lawless, like, crowd at a stadium I've ever seen.
Yeah, being from Pittsburgh, the majority of the people either go to Penn State, Pitt, West Virginia, and maybe like a small percentage of Ohio State, and it's a lot of Penn State. Like, So you get to pull full Penn State effect. It is a quite the game day atmosphere.
A kid like two rows behind me just whipped a bong out of his pants and started ripping bong in the student section.
He ripped his penis out of his pants.
That was actually Bruce.
No, it wasn't me.
Bruce, he ripped his penis.
Are you being fucking serious? Because this guy's a legend.
I was rattled.
That's awesome.
TCU, is TCU still a 7 in the hook?
Yep.
No.
I love betting on TCU.
On or against?
No, on them. I think Max Duggan, I think he's a fucking baller.
Okay, so if I'm going to be on a side, it's going to be on TCU, and I'm going to buy it down to 6.5. 7.5 is only like -104, so 6.5 shouldn't be too terrible. Here's why I'll tell you. WVU defense giving up over 300 passing yards a game. I believe that's like 120th in the nation or something like that. Max Duggan and TCU offense can throw a ball quite a bit. I'll probably end up playing some Horn Frogs. I know Morgantown's, especially noon, you get real sleepy in Morgantown at noon.
Oh, yeah.
Noon start in Morgantown if you're TCU. But I feel like if you're 7-0.
Yeah, you're getting up for everybody.
The only thing is Baylor losing at WVU.
What's the look-ahead spot for TCU this week?
Like, that's my thinking here is what happened to Baylor at WVU, not what happened with WVU at Texas Tech.
I agree, but TCU's a better team than Baylor right now, right?
See, yes, TCU is
TCU's look-ahead is Texas Tech. I don't think they're going to be looking ahead to Texas Tech.
It's just a normal schedule.
Yeah, I don't think... I know Bruce loves WVU here, but I'll stay away.
20 Yoon's on WVU again this week?
No, I can't. I'm looking right now to see if it's homecoming or anything to get me excited. I do feel like I was a week early and that they're probably going to cover just to spite me. Uh-huh. So I might take West Virginia, but I can't in good confidence give them out again after the shellacking they took at Texas Tech. Wind was not a problem.
No, it was not.
No, it wasn't.
Notre Dame is going into Cuse.
Yep.
Oh, Tony, you're probably taking Notre Dame here, right?
Why would I do that? I haven't taken Notre Dame once this year.
Have you?
No.
Oh, I thought you were a Notre Dame fan for some reason.
No, my wife's family is Notre Dame fans. They're from South Bend. I am not.
Cuse money line. Nothing else to think about here.
Yeah. Yeah, Cuse.
This might be my favorite.
Cuse has the number one defense in the ACC, 15 points a game. Nothing has told you yet this year that Notre Dame's able to score against any sort of a team that has any sort of defense.
That dome gets fucking rocking, too. I love Syracuse.
Tough barn, muddy tailgates.
Like, I'll be fresh off
almost beating Clemson. I think they
like that play. Worries me. That part worries me a little bit. The letdown because they were up.
I think if they won, Tony,
they were up 21-10 and they blow it. You know what penalties.
I mean? I think if they won, this would be a letdown spot. I think this is rally the troops here. And
team looks super dejected. I mean
that was in Death Valley too, so they're probably still getting a hero's welcome.
Yeah.
They only went down a couple
as far as rankings are concerned. But if I would take Cuse here, either Arkansas and Auburn.
If you bet on Notre Dame, you're crazy,
bro. Yeah. Arkansas and Auburn. What's this line? I don't have it down.
Three and a half.
Yeah,
Auburn catching 3.5.
Here's my interesting one here.
Who's playing quarterback for fucking Auburn? Is TJ Finley ever going to play again?
No, that guy stinks, Mitt. We tried telling you that earlier in the year, and you tried arguing that he's good.
Talking this guy up.
Robbie Ashford is the quarterback.
Yeah, and then so Finley came in for one drive last week, or 2 weeks ago because they had a bye. One drive 2 weeks ago, fumbled, and they put Ashford right back in. Both of the quarterbacks for Auburn are not good.
What the fuck are we doing down there? I mean, you sent Bo Nix out of town. He's like basically looking like a fucking Heisman candidate.
Yeah,
here's the matchup here for me. We know Arkansas. They're fourth in the country in rushes per game, fifth in rushing yards per game. Auburn is 127th versus the run. Quite a mismatch. But on the other side, Arkansas defense hasn't been good either. They're 106 in points per game, 117th in yards per game. But I don't think that Auburn has an offense that's going to make them pay for it. I I'm going to have a hard time not taking Arkansas on this one.
Yeah, I feel like I've been burned a lot by Arkansas this year.
This feels like a spot that it will burn you. Coming off a bye.
Every time I see Arkansas, it feels like a layup. Every time. Like, this feels like a layup.
It was against BYU a couple weeks ago. They put up 50.
I think Arkansas burned me.
And BYU, BYU hasn't been good, but their rushing defense is better than fucking what Auburn's is.
Also, just talking motivation, none of these Arkansas players have ever been on an Arkansas team that beat Auburn.
Okay.
So, wow.
Last 5 years, they have not beaten Auburn.
Also, the Auburn players know that this is not going to be their head coach next year.
Yeah, but Tank Bigsby is a dog.
Tank is a fucking dog.
And if we're going to be running the ball, both sides, Tank Bigsby can probably hang around.
Yeah, I like that. Oklahoma, -1.5 at Iowa State. This is defense versus offense, pretty much. I think Iowa State's got the number one defense in Big 12. I don't know. I don't think
Feed me, Oklahoma.
I don't think I'm going to touch this one.
Really?
I love Oklahoma. I don't think Iowa State
can't score. Oklahoma can't stop anybody from scoring. Iowa State has really good defense. I'm tempted to take the Cyclones, but I'm probably going to stay away. I don't like betting on terrible offenses.
I'm about 2 points away from being on Iowa State there, I think.
It might get
there. One and a half is just not enough ammo.
It might get there.
Yeah, 2 points away.
anyone want to dabble on the 22.5 line for Georgia and Florida?
No, thank you.
I'd fucking take Georgia at -22.5. I don't really give a shit.
I mean,
I love laying those. I don't know why.
I don't.
That's a valid point.
I don't give a fuck either. So I'll take Florida on this fine Wednesday. No, I'm not taking.
This like, one is.
This is one of those fuck the points. Who gives a shit? This team's gonna beat the absolute shit out of Florida. Georgia is so fucking good. Wipe the points. Take them at -30. Whatever this one the fuck is, it is.
Florida will try to run the ball. Georgia will probably stop the run.
And then the game's over.
And then, fun fact, Florida, 130th in the country on third down defense. So they might have a hard time getting Bulldogs off the field.
How many
Florida
fucking
schools
Florida
seems to get up for games 131, like this, though, don't they?
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, isn't this there is, always just games in the swamp where Florida shows up?
Well, this one, is a neutral site. This is the world's largest cocktail party they play in Jacksonville.
Oh, really?
Why in the fuck are they playing an SEC game in Jacksonville?
Because they do it
distant.
They've done it every year for the last.
Yeah, it's the same distance.
Billion
think,
years,
basically.
Yeah.
Damn shit.
Some shit like that.
Yeah, they always play here.
That's fucking
play at the Swamp.
It's called the world's largest cocktail party. Everyone gets hammered. Fucking stadium split. It's a good time. Kind of like they play the Red River Rivalry.
At Wed, Texas Web, State the Web River Rivalry.
Oklahoma State's at K-State. K-State's a small favorite, even though we don't know if Adrian Martinez is gonna go. Now we know K-State likes to run the ball. Oklahoma State's pass defense stinks, but they also gave up over 200 to TCU and Texas the last two games. I don't know. I'll probably not gonna take this one. If anything, I don't know.
I think Oklahoma State. If Martinez is out, especially.
If he is out, yeah. I think that news is going to come out today, I read. Spencer Sanders has been really good. K-State, they were up pretty good against TCU last week and just couldn't
roll.
And then it just didn't happen. I think this line's a little short.
Yeah, it's a bit of a, like, if you just close your eyes, look at the rankings, where the game is and what the line is, I'm all over Kansas State. I'm reading up on Will Howard, who is Adrian Martinez.
He came in and looked back, looked pretty good when he came in last week.
Yeah, it seems like he's got some moxie.
And then he got hurt, and then he came back, and he wasn't good when he came back in.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch the huddle a bit and
go ahead
and let you guys know where I stand.
Okay.
But this could be an Oklahoma State if you know.
Number 10 Wake's only -3 at Louisville.
This line stinks.
Yeah, doesn't it? Dude, fucking Louisville money
should
line.
Be six.
It should be at least six.
Yeah.
Oh, NFL trade. I just got a trade fucking notification.
Ooh, Robert Quinn to
Bob the Eagles. Quinn to the Eagles.
The rich get richer.
Fuck Jeez, that. Man. For what?
That'll probably be good for the Bears locker room.
God damn it.
Damn.
Just won a game.
Starting to turn the corner.
Roquan Smith was talking to the media and broke down into tears.
I just realized who the Steelers were this weekend.
Run for your life, Kenny.
Sorry, Kenny. Sorry, Kenny. Anyways, obviously we know Wake Forest throws the ball. Sam Hartman's a fucking dog.
Dog.
Louisville has been good.
No, they haven't.
Let me finish. In the red zone, as far as defense, getting to the quarterback and forcing turnovers. Maybe they keep doing that. I don't know. I like Sam Hartman. I like Wake's offense a lot. I don't know.
Louisville's won two straight by a pretty.
Yeah, they shut up Pitt. Shut out. They only gave 10 to Pitt last week. Yeah, I don't know.
Wake Forest is the tide, it feels like.
Cincinnati goes into UCF. It's a pick'em.
Yeah, what is this?
I believe since he's won 17 or 18 straight AAC games, obviously we got Gustavo Malzahn.
The third. All right. Cincinnati now plus a half.
Yeah, this is batshit. I'm going to be on UCF for sure. Gus the bus for no apparent reason.
UCF runs the ball.
You can join the other 91%, Bruce.
Yeah, no, I seen it.
Especially since
I seen it.
UCF off of a loss to ECU. They 13th in yards per rush, 11th in rushing yards per game, 233 yards. John Rhys Plumlee. They're number one in red zone defense. Cincy's defense, yardage wise, okay, but as far as yards per play, they're like number three in the country. I think I'll probably take the Bearcats in this one.
Yeah, I'll be right.
I don't know if it's the right side, but
I just think both of them being 6-2 is just the classic.
Are they both 6-2?
No, the
6-1 versus 5-2. Don't be a...
So this would make them both.
Oh, you're saying you want them to both be 6-2?
I just feel like it will be.
Okay.
This is one of those universe things.
Okay.
6-1 against 5-2.
All right, cool.
At the 5-2. You don't even need to know the teams.
Here's a good one. Here's a good one. And I like this.
More.
In researching this game, interesting matchup. Kentucky's at Tennessee. 12.5 is the line.
What?
Okay. So if you're Kentucky, I know they run the ball like 55% of the time or whatever, but you have Levis, and Tennessee's 130th in the country in stopping the pass. You have to try to throw the ball, right? Tennessee's like top 10 in rushing defense. You have to throw the ball with Levis.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been that impressed with Kentucky.
Kentucky, number 15 in opponents' passing yards per game and 14th in opponents' yard per pass. So they have a really good pass defense, too. Interesting matchup here, Tennessee and Kentucky. One that I'll be interested in, one that I won't be taking.
Yeah, I got nothing here, Tone. I'm good.
I mean, there's just Tennessee can – you blink. You don't – like, there's a chance where Kentucky doesn't score two drives in a row, and then they're down fucking 21-3, and that's game.
Yeah, Tennessee is on an absolute fucking warpath with Hooker playing quarterback right now. He's probably going to win the fucking Heisman if they go undefeated. There is no way that Kentucky's going to be in this fucking game, dude. Kay. -13.5. Let's fucking go.
Okay.
I am confused.
You buying it up?
I'm confused about what has happened that moved this from 5.5 on the look ahead.
Holy shit.
You mean to the preseason look ahead?
No, like I mean like last week it was 5.5.
Are you sure that's what I was?
Are you sure? I want to get off this game. Never mind. Take back everything that I fucking just
said. I am confused. I swear it. You can look, Gumpy.
See, I would have thought where the line is now is more where I thought it would have opened up at.
Yeah.
I don't know. If this opened up at 5 and now it's at 13, fuck that, I'm out.
No, I thought it was going to be like a 6.5.
Really?
Yeah, I'm taking Kentucky.
Okay.
No doubt about it. I'll probably buy it up.
Is Levis healthy? I haven't heard anything. He's not.
I think that the Mayo man is healthy. After what the Tennessee defense did to Slobodan,
part of me leans Kentucky here.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to hammer it.
I think if there's a side I would be on, I'd just take the dog because of the points.
But I don't want them. I don't want Kentucky.
I'm not in the business of betting against Tennessee.
No. I don't want Kentucky to like just try to pound the ball and then because they're trying to keep it away from Tennessee. Yeah. Like, I think you got to try to like let your quarterback go.
Yeah, you got to win in an over environment.
Yeah. USC's -15.5 at Arizona. Anybody?
No, thanks.
Anybody?
Yeah,
Arizona can throw the ball a little bit. I'm going to stay away from there.
I'll probably hop in.
Michigan State's Michigan's -22.5 against Little Brother.
Can't read. Can't write.
Oh, you know what I wrote down? Michigan State, probably team total under.
That's probably a good angle.
I don't know if I...
They're bad.
This feels similar to remember when I took the -19.5 against IU.
Yeah.
A little extra motivation here, though, for Michigan playing Michigan State. I don't think they're going to come out as flat as they did against IU.
No, not at all. In fact, if this was not Michigan, I would probably take Michigan State, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
Have fun out there, everybody.
You guys want to...
A Michigan man from Clemson.
You guys want to talk about a stinky fucking line. There's no program burning down more than Texas A&M, and Ole Miss is only -2.5. I know they just lost to LSU.
I die with Ole Miss once again. Money line, I don't care.
A&M's rush defense is not good. Their offense is not good. They just had four guys suspended for smoking weed in the locker room before a game.
That's awesome.
I'd fucking bet A&M then. That's a fucking sign. That's on the board. Gets arrested for smoking weed. Bet that fucking
Everyone has their ways to bet games. Yeah. That's Mitts.
Yep.
Mitts 100%. Are getting better awesome. Every fucking day, actually.
No, I would put smoking weed in the locker room pregame up there with like the Giants boat picture
in terms
of fadeability.
Yeah.
Like that's as bad as
just it years, gets. Just years of fadeability.
Yeah. Your team is fucked.
Baylor's at Texas Tech. Texas Tech's favored by a field goal. I think I'm going to go back. I might be on the Bears in this one. I think it's actually a good matchup for the Bears against Texas Tech.
Yeah, I'm ready to get hurt again with you, Tom. Let's hop on the Baylor
way. You want to get your money back from Texas Tech this week, Bruce? Or?
This is thanks to you, Bruce.
This one's for you, Bruce.
Your WBU.
Yeah, I mean, shit. I don't know
you what I'm doing there yet.
This one's for you.
I have the to fucking take Baylor. Rules.
You have
the
to.
Rules, the rules, the rules, the rules, dude.
Get your money back.
All right, I might take Baylor. Okay. We'll see on Friday.
He rides,
still baby. Retired. Still retired.
Maybe. And then the last one I got is Pitt's at North Carolina, 3.5. I don't know. I'm not going to touch this fucking game. These are two teams.
UNC money lines -154. I'll be.
You're going to take that? Okay.
What's the over under on this game?
We have me? Somebody.
Probably like 60.
Somebody has to bet the UNC game. That's just what we do.
Yeah. I mean, if me or you isn't taking UNC, this isn't a fucking gambling show. But I will probably be riding the over.
64 and a half.
Yep. Love it. Fucking love it.
I might
take two overs that are above 60. Let's go.
How many points did Pitt score?
It's 10.
Is Slobodan in?
Slobodan is in. Slobodan's in.
They scored 10 points last week.
Yeah. They got a lot of injuries, all right? Get off their back. I might be on Pitt.
North Carolina got blown out.
What the fuck?
UNC just always finds a way to lose a game that they should win.
Oh, yeah.
And Not lately.
Yeah, no, the Dusty May kid's pretty filthy.
Dusty May is good.
They won three straight, my friend.
Well, my friend, not so fast, my friend.
Not so fast.
Virginia Tech, Miami, and Duke, my friend.
Those are good. Hey, good programs right now.
Oh,
Duke is a good program.
Duke actually is. Duke beat one of those other schools.
Fuck last week.
I got no Duke and UNC or
Kansas.
No Duke or
Kansas.
We skipped right Kansas over. We skipped,
did I miss one?
Yeah, we skipped right over what I consider to be the biggest play of the week for me, and it comes back to something we talked about a few weeks ago, simple fucking math. How, with a total of like 32 and a half.
Are we talking about Iowa? Are we talking Iowa Northwestern?
Yes, Iowa Northwestern. I should put that on Northwestern plus 10 and a half. With the total that low, I think you have to love it. I tried this with Northwestern at Wisconsin.
You know why?
Didn't work. This week, I think it worked.
You know why? It's got 13-3 written all over it.
Yep. Yep. And that's, you know what that is, Tony?
That's a cover.
That's a win.
That's a cover.
Give it to me.
Is Petras starting again?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Maybe they'll just have Kirk's kid play
quarterback.
Imagine
how bad the backup must be.
Can't even hand the ball off. Came
in last.
Can't take a fucking snap.
Yeah, they're still working on him taking snaps under center.
All right. Jeez Louise. Let's do NBA.
Yes.
Give it to us, man.
How's the slate tonight?
I mean, it's fucking absolutely ahead, massive.
Jam pack slate.
Just give me your picks.
Let me put my feet up.
All right. I mean, we'll start in Cleveland. Orlando's going to Cleveland. I like Orlando here. They've been playing some good ball. They're plus 8.5. I've been betting on Cleveland as of late, but my model that I follow has, for some fucking reason, has Orlando plus 8.5. So let's go Orlando.
Okay.
Don't ask.
The only model you follow is to the beach. Paolo Banchero is pretty good.
You create a model, man.
That one I didn't even want to know.
I actually completely stole this from
Jesus.
This is 2 years ago. We were doing this show and Michael Lombardi was on it, and he told me the way that you bet the NBA is you follow the public money and the betting percentages and the money and the total money on the game. For some reason, there's only 48% of the bets on fucking Orlando and 74% of the money. That's why I'm fucking betting on them.
Mitch got a model.
That is my fucking model. I stole that from Lombo. I've been using it for 2 years.
I like it. Respect.
Right. Winners win.
But then you stray away from that model quite a bit and go fucking Bronx.
The Nets, dude.
Yeah, I mean, in the
fucking LeBron
games, the primetime games, you scratch the model.
They're all primetime games except for on like Christmas.
No, they're not all primetime games. They're not all on ESPN.
Fair.
All
right, what else you got? You got anything else?
Yeah, okay, let's get to the primetime games.
Let's get through it, okay?
All right, we're cutting through the primetime games. We got the under of 231.5, Brooklyn at Milwaukee. Brooklyn's offense has played fucking horrible. Their defense hasn't played much better, but I don't think Milwaukee will be able to score that much. Chicago -7. Indiana's going into Chicago. I just fade the Pacers usually, so let's go Chicago. Minnesota -9. Sacramento's going into Minnesota. We're taking Minnesota -9.
Okay.
We got the Miami Heat going into Portland. We're taking the Miami Heat -2. And then the LA Lakers are probably not going to get their first win of the season, but I will be betting on them, and I feel very comfortable about it. Let's fucking go. Kendrick Nunn and fucking, I don't even know who else is going to be fucking. Austin Reeves probably playing fucking shooting guard. I don't know.
Okay.
What do you got, Bruce?
I actually like the Lakers more than usual. So I have an 8-leg same-game parlay plus in the crock pot.
Jesus.
Pascal Siakam and the Raptors plus 4.5 with the 76ers coming to town. I've talked about the 76ers being a bit dysfunctional. The Milwaukee Bucks money line and Giannis 30+. That's with the aforementioned Nets going to Milwaukee there. The Bulls money line and DeMar DeRozan 20+. And then the Trailblazers plus 4.5. Lillard 25+. The Heat have been an absolute struggle bus, 0-4 at the spread. If you were going to power rank those, the two straight bets that I will be placing tonight are the Bucks money line and the Blazers plus 2.5, maybe 3.
Okay.
I have...
You want some NBA tonight?
Raptors plus 2, Portland plus 3, and Nuggets minus 5.
Okay.
Very nice.
Good luck, NBA boys. See you in January. Let's head to the ice. How's it going, dude?
It fucking stinks, Tony. That's how it's going. Gumpy and I were discussing this morning. Why do we keep trotting ourselves back out here? But there's nothing else to do. We got no choice. We just got to keep doing it.
Guess what? Talk about that pain tonight. That's hockey talk. 8 o'clock.
We will. Yeah.
Fucking Barry Melrose. About that
pain. Barry Melrose.
AQ Shipley.
Wayne Gretzky.
Barry will be on at midnight.
Keith Kincaid.
Keith Kincaid.
And more.
What was Bruce telling me? Keith, what they used to call Keith Kincaid? What was his nickname, Bruce?
The man. He's a big. He's a big homie.
Do we have anybody?
Shout out.
Do we have anyone? Do we have anyone besides AQ and Barry Melrose on yet?
Surprise guest. Still waiting. Still waiting confirmation. There will be a guest. We're just not sure which one it will be. Okay. Tonight.
Great.
Small slate. It stinks. These picks are going to stink. We're going to give you a little bit of information.
That's, hey, that's all the people. That's all the people want. Okay.
Gumpy, the New York Rangers, who I was on last night, did not get the win. Went to a shootout with the Avs, who you were on
fucking
a revenge
Igor?
Game.
Not Igor.
For Gorgiev.
Gorgiev.
Gorgiev. Gorgiev revenge
Igor,
game.
Igor kind of left the Rangers.
Oh, the Rangers are back on the ice tonight, huh?
They are back on the ice tonight as dogs, making the short trip to over to the island to take on the Islanders.
Talk about this is a great slate tonight.
Both these teams are on a 3-game losing streak. It's not been announced who's starting for the Rangers yet, but I can't imagine they're going back.
No,
to
ain't going to start
getting no, it's going to be so what's gonna, his four goals a game with what's his face? Halak?
Yaro Halak, who listen, was a great goaltender in his day. Now is a
backup. Old faithful.
And he has not been good.
Yeah, this guy, I miss. Where's Gorgiev? This stinks. Where's Louis Domingue?
I
thought we picked Halak up Louis
will
Domingue.
Stand on his head once a month.
Domingue is in Hartford, I believe. I believe that's the Rangers.
Hartford's a nice little town.
The Yard Goats.
You ever been to Hartford?
No, those are the baseball team.
You ever been to Hartford?
Yeah, Hartford stinks.
Nice little town.
No, Gumpy, you got a pick here? I'm not touching this.
No, I got nothing to do with this fucking game.
It's a tough spot.
What about Coils at the Blues?
Puppy.
After watching what happened to the Blues in Winnipeg and what the Oilers did to the Penguins, McDavid's in, right?
Yeah.
Give me Oilers money line -120.
Okay. I'm going against you, pal.
Oh!
Yeah. I'm sticking with the Blues.
We will have a winner!
Blues.
The Blues beat the Oilers 2-0 on Saturday. Gumpy, as mentioned, they did lose to Winnipeg, but that was with Thomas Greisen net.
Binner. I wasn't fucking Binner.
Binner's going.
Tommy Griesman.
Binner's going. St. Louis started out 3-0. Their only loss was
with Griescher.
That little mess in Winnipeg, and no one likes going to the peg.
Nobody likes going to the peg.
Back home as a dog, I like it. Now, Gumpy points on a good point. McDavid, Draisaitl.
Sure, they lit up the Pens
in the second period and the third. At any point, they could go off and destroy St. Louis. But I'll take the chance here with St. Louis as a dog with their starting goaltender at home.
Okay. The struggling Lightning are at the wagon that is the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah, I don't want to touch this one either. Brian Elliott's probably going to go for the Lightning. Vasilevsky played last night and lost. Anaheim's not a good team, but they have some good young players. They're at home now. They were on a long trip. Lightning are just starting their road trip.
Hold the phone.
What?
Hold the phone.
What?
I'm holding my phone.
Another trade?
Skinner's in net for the Coilers. I'm out.
Oh, yeah, Skinner. Stuart Skinner is getting the start for the Coilers. What do you mean?
I'm riding with Stuart Skinner.
What do you mean? You got no faith?
That guy stinks, dude.
Come on.
What are you talking about? Stu Skinner. He's had a great year.
Why you got to be like that?
0-1 on the year, but he's 944 save percentage.
Why you
got to
be like that, dude?
He looks like an absolute menace in this picture I'm looking at.
Stewie, dude.
Come on.
Stu Skin. 944 save percentage.
Come on.
Stewie Dabadoo.
Ah, fuck it. I'll stick with it. Here we go, baby. Coilers.
Yeah. All right. You got anything for the Bolts, Ducks?
No. Fuck. What's going on with the Lightning can't win? The Panthers can't win? The Panthers, Lightning, and the Cougars are all losing. I'm in a bad spot.
You are in a very bad spot. The Cougars are the only
you got to find new teams
team
this year, pal. You got to find new teams this year.
Texas hockey will be all right. That was DeBoer's fault. He fucked that up. Hey, we're on a back-to-back.
Barbecue,
Let's
Bruce.
Put our backup in for the first game in Ottawa and our starter in for the second in Boston. DeBoer, still an absolute buffoon. It was a good week run. What are you doing, dude? A winnable game in Ottawa, then you go to Boston for the second one?
And you'll hear more like that tonight on That's Hockey Talk at 8 p.m. And Gumpy and I will be. Oh, this game starts at 8. Perfect. Our bets, we're squaring off. Perfect. Right upon.
Oh, I love that. Have Rupper fucking pick a side. YouTube.com/That's Hockey Talk.
Rupper will address his situation with Phil Kessel tonight as well.
Oh, I can't wait. You
won't lose Iron Man.
The Iron Man, Phil Kessel.
Our Iron
Absolute
Man.
Absolute stud.
Thank you, Nikki. Good luck. A little bit of NFL news while we were doing all that. Dalton will start again versus the Raiders. Makes me I feel better about my Raiders bet, I think. No practice today again for 49ers wide receiver Debo Samuel, who's dealing with a hamstring injury.
He'll be
Juice fine. Is out.
Hmm?
Juice is out as well.
Juice, yeah.
They might run McCaffrey 27 times,
which helps my under that I probably am going to take. You would think. I wonder where that line's going. Okay.
I might be going against you guys on the Panthers there.
Carolina Panthers?
Yeah, I think I like the Falcons at home.
Fucking hey, I'll never turn down a fucking good old fucking brawl, my friend. tomorrow we will have live football games to bet on. Thursday night football and college football and NBA and NHL. And is there any footy tomorrow?
What?
Yeah, Europa League. Union Berlin, money line at home against Braga. Arsenal draw no bet at PSV. And Real Betis draw no bet at Ludogorets.
Okie dokie. All right. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Today was a good Wednesday. A fine Wednesday.
Feeling my plums.
Hell yeah, I can feel it deep in my plums. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Da. Da.